All right, so right around 2012, when I retired from doing Radioactive, I needed a new time suck because politics, I was just sickened by it all. And so I went in a different direction based on conversation or two I'd had with some of my brethren. And then, of course, the Ancient Aliens Friday nights. So I started watching that and you know, binge watched as much of that to catch me up. And now every time they come out, I'm watching it. Because it talks about this guy named Zachariah Sitchin. So anybody out there in the metaphysical sections of your local bookstore, he's the guy that translated all of these cuneiform tablets that they had figured out that these people, the Sumerians, had written about. And I'm really interested in that because that's kind of the story of my people from that area, the Fertile Crescent area. Today would be southern Iraq. And so Sitchin wrote this series of seven books, and I'm almost through book seven, that talks about all of these things that we think of that might be from the Old Testament or a lot of Greek myths and things actually predate that. And it's about this 12th planet. So you got nine planets, the sun, the moon, and this other planet, Nibiru, on an elliptical orbit. And so they're coming back around to Earth every 3,600 years. They need our gold because they've wrecked their planet through degradation as well. And gold is what they do. So they didn't want to mine it themselves. So they made these creatures that we know as humans. And so they come down with their spaceships, get the humans to mine their gold, whip around the sun, pick up the gold from the same spaceships, take it back to their homeworld. 3,600 years later, they're going to come back. They're due again in 34 or 40, so we won't be around. It's really interesting. A lot of people think this guy Sitchin is a crackpot, and I'm kind of a crackpot conspiracist too, so I really have been digging all this. So the idea is that Anunnaki, those who came from the sky,